आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती।
नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं
शंकरं शंकराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वंदे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः सर्ववेदांत सिद्धांत गोचरं तमगोचरं गोविंदं परमानंदं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
In verse number 142, Shankaracharya says, भानु प्रभा संजनत अभ्र पंक्तिम भानु तिरोधाय विजंबते यथा। भानु प्रभा, भानु सूर्य, प्रभा रेज, भानु प्रभा संजनत जनरेटेड, सो द रेज ऑफ द सन जनरेटेड व्हाट अभ्र पंक्ति, अभ्र पंक्ति, पंक्ति मीन्स अरेज, अभ्र क्लाउड्स, अरेज ऑफ द क्लाउड्स वर जनरेटेड बाय व्हाट, by the rays of the sun, bhanum tirodhaya, and it covers the bhanu, it covers the sun, bhanum tirodhaya, not only that, vijrambate yatha, and the cloud shines, cloud is shining as if sun is not there, vijrambate yatha, same way, आत्म उदिता अहंकृति आत्मतत्व तथा तिरोधाय विजंबते स्वयं। इन द सेम वे आत्म उदिता अहंकृति, द ईगो, हाउ दिस ईगो हैज कम, बिकॉज ऑफ द आत्मा, व्हेन द आत्मा एंड अनात्मा कम टुगेदर इमीडिएटली ईगो कम, लाइक द सन रेज एंड द ओशनिक वाटर और द वाटर कम्स इनटू कॉन्ट्रैक्ट, यू कांट डू एनीथिंग। In Digdhis Vivek, it is called Sahaj Tadatma. You can't do anything. You cannot remove sun, you cannot remove the water also. There will be formation of cloud, and that cloud will cover the sun. Similarly, when this Atma and Anatma come together, what happens? The ego comes in. And that ego covers Atman inside. And Vijhrambate Swayam, and it shines. How it shines? Gurudev writes beautifully here. Had there been no sunlight, no sunset, there would have been no cloud. The arrays of the cloud born out of the sunlight cover it and vividly manifest themselves. Similarly, the ego, the PFT born out of Om. PFT, perceiver, feeler, thinker, the ego born out of the Om, because of the Om it is there. It says, I alone am. When the consciousness functions through the equipment of BMI, the concept of PFT, the doer enjoyer feeling, is born. Thereafter, this ego appears and starts saying, where is God? Ego is challenging now. Where is God? I am the only truth. What is there beside me? Out of this psychological phenomenon are born all the sufferings of man. Suffering starts. The moment the ego comes into the picture, it covers the Atman, the Satchidananda. The moment Satchidananda is covered, then what happens? Instead of Ananda, we get Dukkha. Because we associate with Anatma. Ego is also Anatma. Then he says in verse number 143, Kavalit Dinnathe Durdine Sandra Megai. Kavalit Dinnath, who is the Nath of Din, the Lord of Day, is Sun. Kavalit, it is covered. And that day is Durdin. And we vividly see Durdin here outside. Kavalit, Sun is covered by Sandramegai, the dense dark cloud covering the sun, that is Durdin. You see, Shankaracharya ji also experienced when he went to Himalaya, not in Kerala, you can't experience this thing. We experience here in Chicago, it is a Durdin. Then what happened? Bethayati persecutes. What? Him Jinjavayu Ugrayathayetan. Him icy cold wind is blowing. We are sitting inside, but Shankaracharya in the Himalaya had to sit outside only. No heating arrangement there. Therefore, imagine him, Janjavayu, icy cold blast. Abhirata tamsa atmani abhritte mura vidyam. Similarly, the tamas, the ignorance. How is this ignorance? Abhidat, utter ignorance. Atmani abhrite, abhrite, covered. This tamas, this ignorance has covered Atman. Can it cover? No. It covers our buddhi. Therefore, mood buddhi. The moment it is covered, we become mood. Mood buddhim. Chapeti bahu dukkhai tibra vichepa sakti. Then after that, he is suffering. Why? Because of the vichepa sakti. It has projected many things. First it covers, then it projects. Inside it has covered Atman, outside it has covered Brahman, the substratum of the whole world. After covering the Atman, now this ego says that you are body. You are not Atman, you are not body. And this ego challenges also. Where is God? There is no God. And outside, we are not able to see the substratum veiled. What is the what is projected there? All Namru. What is Jagat? Jagat is only Namru. Different types of things are there, and for our transaction we give them a name. The whole jagat is only a naam roop, that's all. It has projected, and this naam roop has covered that Brahman. Therefore, sufferings are coming. Then it is said, Gurudev, similarly the fools in whom the knowledge of the self is veiled by dense tamas ignorance come to suffer the endless varieties of persecutions of matters provided by the dreadful power of agitation Vikshep Shakti, but from the point of the view of Atman and those who are self-realized, the Vidya and Avidya created egocentric individuality has no existence at all. So from the standpoint of Atman, or for the realized person, there is no persecution, there is no suffering, there is no avidya, because he has realized. When I look as an egocentric, as a PFT, the ignorance is very near me, the self is far away from me. Thus we can say that when the ego looks through the tamas, he finds that Atman is not there. He is a fool who lives totally identified with the BMI. I am not saying, Gurudev is saying, we are all identified with the BMI. He then comes to suffer the imperfection of OET. He is afflicted by the power of agitation. Thereafter, a thousand varieties of sorrows dog is wherever he goes. Etabhyam eva shakti bhyam, etabhyam dvivachan. By these two shakti, what are those shakti? Avaran shakti, the veiling power, and vikshep shakti, the projecting power. Only these two power are persecuting us. Bandha punsa samagata. We are bound by these two power. Yabhyam vimohita dehamatva. Because of the delusion of this power, what has happened? Dehamatva, I consider, who am I? I am this Dehoham. Dehamatva Atmanam Brahmatiyam. And then it goes round and round, goes into the cycle of birth and death continuously. So we have already seen there are three Shaktis. What are those three Shaktis? Avaran Shakti, veiling power, vichep shakti, projecting power, and vivek shakti. And by vivek shakti, we have to come out of this avaran and vichep shakti. And the last time I told you that example, seeing a rope, we are projecting snake on it. Or seeing a snake, we are projecting it is a rope. Both ways, we are projecting something, and then we fear. If we see the snake, then we fear. If we see ghost on post, we fear. Then what happens after that? By Vivek Shakti, if you come to know the reality of the ghost or the snake, all fear gone instantly, khatam sab. So by Vivek Shakti, you can come out of this. Now it is said here in the next verse, bondage in action.
Bijam samsriti bhumi jasya tu tamaha. Bijam samsriti bhumi jasya tu tamaha. Dehatma dhiram kuro, raga pallavam ambu karma tu vapuhu, raga pallavam ambu karma tu vapuhu, skandho sabashakhikaha, skandho sabashakhikaha, agranindriya samhatischa vishayaha, agranindriya samhatischa vishayaha, pushpani dukkham phalam, పుష్పాని దుఃఖం ఫలం నానా కర్మ సముద్భవం బహువిధం నానా కర్మ సముద్భవం భోక్తాత్ర జీవ ఖగః భోక్తాత్ర జీవ ఖగః బీజం సంసృతి భూమిజస్య తు తమః దేహాత్మధీరంకురో రాగపల్లవమంబుకర్మ తు వపుః స్కంధో సవ శాఖికాః అగ్రానింద్రియ సంహతిశ్చ విషయాః పుష్పాణి దుఃఖం ఫలం నానా కర్మ సముద్భవం బహువిధం భోక్తాత్ర జీవ ఖగః.
సో ఇన్ దిస్ వర్స్ శంకరాచార్యజీ ఈజ్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయినింగ్ అస్ వాట్ ఈస్ దిస్ బాండేజ్ బై వే ఆఫ్ మెటాఫర్, ఎ మెటాఫర్ ఆఫ్ ఎ ట్రీ. Bondage in action, how this bondage is coming. You see, Shankaracharya has taken all the examples from the nature. And the nature has not changed. So these examples are still valid. And they will remain valid also, later on also. So what is this bondage? Where it is? It is in sansara. And what is this sansara? It is like a tree. So therefore it says, Bijam sansriti bhumijasya tu tamo. Bija, bija is the seed. Sansriti, sansriti means sansara. Sansarati iti sansara, which continuously changes, is called sansara. Bhumijasya, bhumijasya. Bhumi, earth. Bhumi is the born from the earth. What is born from the tree? So Bhumi jasya. It's a tree. Like we say, Jal is water. Jalaj, born from the water, is called lotus. Pankaja. Pankaja, born from panka. What is panka? Muddy water. Born from the muddy water is also lotus. Similarly, bhumij. What is born from the bhumi? Is the tree. Bhumijasya tu tamah. So bijam, what is this seed? The seed is the tama. Tama means ignorance. So bij, the seed of the whole sansar, is ajnan. Again, this is the cause of whole sansara. Acha, when there is a sansara bridge, then there is a seed. Then what will happen when you put it in the earth? What will happen? It will sprout. So what is this sprout? Dehatma di ankuro. Dehatma, deha is atma. And then moment you say Dehi Jatma, there is an identification with them. Dekho, yahan gadbad shuru hua hai. The Ankur, Ankur is Dehi Jatma, this is Ankur of sansara. You get identified because of the ignorance. And what will happen after it is sprouting, the tender thing, then the leaves will come. Tender leaves will come. What is that? Raga pallavam, attachment. The first mistake we have done, Deha is Atma. Not only that, now attachment. Attachment is love. I love. Very tender. Those tender leaves are very tender. Similarly, this love is also very soft. I love it. I like this. Very good. Now the tree has to grow. You have to water the plant. Sometimes Lord sends the water. And this year, our Pineji made arrangement for watering the plants. So either it can be natural or it has to be man-made. So potter is required for that tree. Ambu karmatu. For this sansar tree, what is the water? Karma. Karma is the water. Since we do not know how to do the karma, so what happens? We are doing the karma by which the vasana comes. Likes and dislikes are formed. And the cycle of birth and death continues. So by karma, vasana is created. Likes and dislikes created. And from that, attachment created. The things which you like, you get attached. And the sansar will slowly, slowly, now it will grow. The trunk will come. What is the trunk? Bapu skandha. This body is the trunk. Bapu. This sarir is the trunk. Now the after the trunk, the branches has to come out. What are the branches? Asava sakhika. Sakhika means branches. Asava. What is asava? Asu. Asu, asava. Asu means prana. So single, ek vachan is asu, dvi vachan is asu. Then asava, bahu vachan. The pranas, how many pranas are there? Five main prana and five upaprana, 10 upaprana, so therefore bahu vachan. What are these 10 pranas? Main pranas. And upaprana, naga, kurma, krikala, devadat, dhananjay. I don't know how many times I have. You want to write? Liklo. Nag, kurma, krikal, devadatta and dhananjaya. To sakika, go to the tattvabodh class.
No upapranas.
It is not in tattvabodh. You refer to the lectures which I have given on Tattvabodh. You will find it there. You don't want to labor. Ye to muskil hai na. You have to remember. Achha, asava. Agrani indriya sangita hai. Then what is the agrani? After that sakhika, after the branches, what will come? The twig. What is those twigs? So this is 10 sense organs. Agrani indriya sangati. Sangati means the collection. So 10 organs of, 5 organs of perception and 5 organs of action. I hope you know that. I don't have to tell that also. Cha visaya puspani. Now after that, sakika has come, the twigs has come, then puspa. What is this puspa? Visaya, sense objects are the flowers. Flowers are very attractive. They are beautiful, fragrant. Attracts. So in the garden, normally you'll find, do not pluck the flower. Because they know they are beautiful, they are fragrant, and people will try to pluck it. Even the notice is there, people will pluck. Similarly, this sense objects are also very attractive, like flowers. Very attractive, like flowers. In Vivek Churamani, we have seen that even if we have weakness, in one sense object, we have seen the animals they give up their life also. The life is destroyed itself. So Shankaracharya ji says, what to talk about the man whose all five sense organs are open and he is attached to all five sense objects. And there it was says, Kuranga Matanga Patanga Meena Bringa Nara Panchabi Anchita Kima. Kuranga, Kurangai, elephant. And he has weakness for the Sparsh Indriya, touch. And he is caught by that only. A sea elephant is tied to a trunk, and just behind the sea elephant, they will dig a hole full of all the straw, and the male elephant will come running, caught. Sparsa. Matang, deer sound. The hunters, you know how they kill the deer? When they are chasing the deer at that time, they will make some sound, some music they will play. The immediately will stop and try to hear where from the sound is coming. Yes. Matang, patang, moth, that we have seen in India in Diwali time, when you light the candle and diya, all these moths, they come. They have got the weakness of the roop, form. They go near the flame and die. Mean, this. This is the ras. In your home aquarium also, you will find the mean always continuously. That is the weakness. So what the angler will do, in that set, he will put a bait, and I've seen. They will put ghee, then the ant eggs, then some other things, make a goli out of this, put it on the bait, on the hook. And at that time you have to pull. If you don't pull, then this hook will not stuck in the mouth. So mean, bring is the honeybee, gandha. The lotus opens in the morning and in the sunset time it closes. This honey will go inside and sit there and take the gandha. Now the sunset is coming, it should come out, nay, stay there. In the whole night, it will die there. It has got the power to cut the petals, the soft petal, and come out, nay. So what to talk about the man who has got all five sense organs are open and attached? Batao kya hoga? So what is the fruit of this tree? Phalam. Puspani dukkham phalam. From this tree you are not going to get the apple, banana and grapes. Nay. What is the phalam? Dukkham. We all have experienced dukkham. Acha. Nana karma samudvavam bahubidam. Nana karma samudvam. How it is coming? Nana karma samudvam. We have done nana type of karma. Many actions we have done. And that karma fall is bringing dukkha. Since we do not know how to do the karma, we have not studied Bhagavad Gita, therefore we are doing karma as the others are doing. And sometimes we say, pata nahi, humne kab kiya? Why I am suffering? Why this young little child, newly born, is suffering? Pata nahi. Usko kuch nahi kiya usne. Nana. And then we also say, pata nahi, I must have done unknowingly. No. With full knowledge we have done all these things. So result is dukkh, because the karma binds us. ultimately what is the result of the whole tree is the dukkha. What is the bottom line? Bottom line is this sansara will give us sukha. Still everybody is not saying. This sansara will give us dukkha only. This is the bottom line. A businessman, when they talk about the business, ultimately they will talk about what is the bottom line. Is it red or black? Batao, ye batao. What is the total net profit? Kya hai? Ye batao humko. And when we do the puja and all that, we do the purnamada. After that, children, they see. What is after purnamada mithai? What mithai is going to come? After purnamada. Acha. Last result always affects. You know, suppose you are eating almonds, and now you said this is the last one, and that one which is bitter. Or you are having khichdi, the famous Sindhi khichdi, and with that curry, and the last one you find some kankad is coming, stone is coming. Maja hi kirkira ho gaya sab. So bottom line of this is dukkha. Even a student is not studying the whole year, we see the result only. Pass karke aaj sokhi chala. So bottom line of this whole bridge is dukkha. Isko achhi tarah se samajh lo. And this coming, this dukkha is coming because of the karma. Direct relationship of dukkha is with the karma. Because the karma is the water and dehatma is the attachment. Because of the attachment with the deha, now this deha needs lot of things. A desire comes. Okay, that is why it is said in Sayan Samay what we should chant. We chant also. Karak charan kritam va kayajam karmajam va sravana nayanajam va manasam va aparadham vihitam avihitam va sarvameta chamasva jay jay karunabde sri mahadeva sambho. We teach to our children also. Sone ke pehle you do this stuti. Why? Whatever we have done during the daytime, kara charana kritam vak kayajam, karmajam, sravan, nayanajam, all born of ja, born out of this, manasam. Only you thought something ill about others, manasam, that also is a pap karma. Vihitam, abhihitam, knowingly, unknowingly you have done. Sarvam etat, whatever is that, chamaswa, forgive us, my Lord. Whom are we praying? Karunabdhe, the ocean of karuna, ocean of compassion, Mahadeva Sambho, please forgive me for whatever action I have done. Now, okay, the tree is there, flower is there, fruit is there. So without the word, if the bird is not there, kya hoga? So who is the bird here? Bhokta atra jiva khaga. Khaga means the bird. Who is the bhokta? Who is the eater of this fruit? Jiva. Jiva is the bhokta. Atra here. In Mundak Upanishad, a beautiful verse comes. Dvasuparna sayuja sakhaya samanam vrichya parisasva jate tayor anya pippalam svadatyanna anyasna anya abhichakasiti. Two birds are sitting, perching on the tree. Dvasuparna. Suparna means word. Parna means feather. Suparna, sitting on a tree. How are they? Sayuja. Closely united, both are friends. Samanam bridge on the same tree. Parishasva jate, perching there. Tayo anya, among these two, one. Pippalam swadu atti. One is eating the fruit. Other is not eating, one is eating the fruit. Anasnan amnya, not eating. Anasnan. Asnan means eating. Anasnan, other one is not eating. What is that doing? Abhichakasit is just looks on, see. The bird which is not eating, you can say is the realized soul or the Ishwar, and the one other one is eating. You see, achha, khatta meetha kha raha hai, khao.
Jiva.
Jiva is eating, other is not eating. So, what is the root cause of this sansar? Now it is in the next verse, he is saying that what is the root cause of this sansara. And in the next verse, he will tell how to cut this tree, how to come out of this sansara.
Agyanamulo yayamatmavandaha. Agyanamula ayamatmavandaha. Naisargiko nadiranantairitaha. Naisargiko nadiranantairita Janmapaya vyadhi jaradi dukha Janmapaya vyadhi jaradi dukha Pravahapatam janayatyamushya Pravahapatam janayatyamushya Agyanamulo yayamatmavandaha Naisargiko nadiranant iritaha Janmapayo vyadhi jaradi dukha Pravahapatam janayatyamushya
Agyanamula ayam anatmabandha Agyanamula sprung from the ignorance. What I am this anatmabandha, bondage of not self. So because of the ignorance, this bondage of not self has come. It is not outside, it is inside. So ignorance, ego, bondage. Agyan, ahankar, and then the bondage. Bandhan suru. And how is that? Naisargikaha. Naisargika. Nisarga means nature. Naisargika means natural. Natural. It's not artificially created. And then anadi. When and how it started? The next word is anadi, beginningless. Who created it? Ignorance, who created it? Patani. Beginningless. The moment put your date, then what will happen? Before that date, you were jnani. You can't say I'm a jnani from 1st of January 2017. Then before that date, were you jnani or ajnani? So you can't say. So ajnani anadi. Achha. Maan lete hain, aap jab kehte ho. Anant. This ajnani is anant. It will not end. Oh Acharya, you have blocked me for 3.5 years. On the first day when you came, you told us that the jnana, we will sit together, we will discuss and it will end one day, maya will end. Every lecture you are saying maya will end, end, end. And now Shankaracharya is saying, it is anant, it will not end. And you have taken the seva from us for 3.5 years. Without interruption, we have offered bhiksha every evening to you. Daytime and evening lunch, bhiksha, jo bola wo kiya. How do you explain that this is anant? Tomorrow onward, no bhiksha. Unless. You see, this is anant so long you don't inquire. If you don't inquire, this avidya will continue. This avidya will continue. Only by an inquiry you can end it. That is why we are saying avaran sakti, vichep sakti, vivek sakti.
You have to employ that Vivek Shakti. When you employ this Vivek Shakti, then only you can remove this ignorance. Otherwise, this ignorance will continue. Okay, then how it manifests? Now it is a janma apyay vyadhi jaradi dukkha prabahapatam. Janma, birth, apyay, death. In between janma and death, vyadhi jaradi dukkha prabahapatam. Endless flood of miseries. Prabaha. We say na nadi ka prabaha. Continuously it is coming. One after another it is coming. Okay, vyadhi, jara, adi. What is this adi? Jara is the old age. There is other also there, young age and childhood. That is adi. So vyadhi, disease. Pehle blood tha, blood pressure ho gaya. To come. Blood was always there with us. Now vyadhi has come. What is this vyadhi? Pressure. High ho gaya. Dukkham. It is giving me sorrow. But that's sorrow in the childhood. What was the sorrow in the childhood? Baby cry, they don't know what is the cause. Suffering. The moment it is suffering, that means start crying. And the most difficult job is the pediatrician's job. To find out, kya, kyun ro raha hai? But in the young age, we did a lot of blunders. Got addicted, drunk kiya, kya pata nahi, drug liya, kya kya kiya, and the habit continues. Suffering. And sometimes we see the children's life is also whole life gone, destroyed. Ek galti. But the old age, we work hard and we save money and all that. No. We start counting our mistakes in the old age. Kya kya galti kiya? We start thinking. That also is giving us dukkha. Prabaha patam. It is continuous, endless source of dukkha is coming. Why Shankaracharya is telling all this thing? Only purpose is that we should not get attached to it. We should not get attached. Lift ourselves from this. The purpose is different. These things are there only for your upayog you take, not upabhog. We are all immersed in the bhog. Lord has given all these things only for your journey to your goal. Take as much as you want from this world. Don't get attached. Don't collect it. And reach your goal. Janeti amusya. This creates problem for the jeev. All the dukkha is for this jeeva. Then how to come out of this? ये भी बताओ शंकराचार्य से क्या सुन लो आज ही सब खत्म करो
नास्त्रेन शास्त्रेर अनिलेन वन्निना नास्त्रेन शास्त्रेर अनिलेन वन्निना चेतुम न शक्यो न च कर्म कोटिभिः चेतुं न शक्यो न च कर्म कोटिभिः विवेकविज्ञानमहासिना विना धातुप्रसादेन सितेन मञ्जुना नास्त्रेण शास्त्रैरनिलेन वन्निना चेत्तुं न शक्यो न च कर्म कोटिभिः विवेकविज्ञानमहासिना विना धातुप्रसादेन सितेन मञ्जुना
Now I am convinced that this samsara is giving me dukkha. This ignorance is creating all this problem. I want to come out of this. I want to cut this samsara. This tree is to be cut. Okay. Shankaracharya says, na astrai, na sastrai, anilena, vannina, chetum, na sakya, na chakarma koti bhi, na astrai. Not by any weapon you can cut it. So don't run to Home Depot to cut. Heksa leke aate hain. No. Na sastrai, other weapon also. What is other weapon? I tell you. Na astra, na sastra. Anilena, by wind. Vannina, by fire. Jala dete hain, so vriksh ko, tree ko jala dete hain, khatam. Or by ear, usko with the root, pull out. Nahi. Chetum na sakya, you cannot destroy by this method. Not only that, na cha karma koti bhi. Not by karma, crore of karma, even if you want to do, you cannot remove ignorance. Achha. What is this astra? Na astra. Astra comes from the asadhatu. Asadhatu means the throw. The astra, the weapon which you throw, like bow and arrow. The arrow you throw, that is astra. Or the bullet. Or now the North Korea says that I have got this nuclear weapon, I can reach Chicago. No. Agyan cannot be destroyed by that. Na sastri, the sastri is that which you hold in the hand, which you don't throw. Like sword, gada, mace. So na astra, which are thrown, na sastra, which you held in your hand, you cannot remove this ignorance. Anilena, by wind, also not possible. Anilena, astra and sastra are man-made. This wind and fire is natural. From the natural sources also, it cannot be done. So by fire also, you can't burn this samsara tree. By wind also you cannot uproot it. Nacha karma koti bhi, millions of actions. I will start doing brat, puja, jap. I will stand on one leg in icy cold water in Uttarkashi. I will do the tapas. Nothing will happen. By this, agyan will not be removed. Agyan cannot be removed by karma koti bhi. They have got different result. And the result is purification of mind. Those are required. That is to be done. But that alone is not sufficient to remove your ignorance. Galti maane nahi nikalna. I will not come to the puja from tomorrow. That is not the meaning. I will not do fast. That is not the meaning. These all have got their own result. And the result of this is purification of mind. It is required. But by japa, tapa or karma, you cannot remove ignorance. This is to be understood. So first two lines state that you can't destroy bandhan or ignorance by these methods. How can you destroy? The next two lines give you the answer for that. How can we destroy it? Vivek vijnana mahasina bina dhatu prasadena sitena manjuna. Bina mahasina vivek vijnana. Without the wonders or mahasina of vivek vijnan. What is this vivek vijnan? Knowledge born out of discrimination. Without the sword of the vivek. What is this vivek? विवेक विज्ञान, नॉलेज बॉर्न आउट ऑफ डिस्क्रिमिनेशन. देन सितेन प्रसादेन धातु, सितेन मीन्स शार्पन, प्रसादेन प्यूरिफिकेशन, धातु माइन एंड मंजुना गुड शार्पन प्यूरिफाइड माइंड इज रिक्वायर्ड. देन इट विल एंड. व्हाट इज दिस विवेक विज्ञान? हाउ नॉलेज इज क्रिएटेड? सो नॉलेज इज क्रिएटेड बाय डिस्क्रिमिनेशन. डिस्क्रिमिनेशन बिटवीन व्हाट? आत्मा एंड अनात्मा, दृष्टा एंड दृश्य, नित्य एंड अनित्य विवेक, पंचकोश विवेक, शरीर त्रय विवेक. इफ यू डू दिस विवेक देन यू कैन डिस्क्रिमिनेट. ओ दिस इज अनित्य, दिस अनित्य इज गिविंग मी सॉरो, दिस इज नित्य, दिस इज परमानेंट इटर्नल, दिस इज सच्चिदानंद, दिस इज ब्रह्मन, दिस विल गिव मी सुख, परमानेंट सुख. I want sukh. So long I was getting sukh only from the object, emotions and thought of the world. This is changing and perishing. It never gave me permanent joy. But I am searching for the permanent joy. The joy which you are thinking it is giving, the object, emotions and thought, this is the joy superimposed on those objects and you are getting like this. This permanent joy is also available if you are interested. It's available. But it requires sadhana. What is the sadhana? Purification of mind. Same thing written here. First you have to have dhatu prasadena sitena vanjuna. By the good, purified, sharpened mind is required. A sattvic mind is required. Then only you will be able to do Mahasina Viveka Vijnan. Dhatu also means the dhata. Dhata means vidhata, Lord. It is the sixth case of dhata, is called dhatu. So dhatu means mind also. Dhatu means Lord also. So by the grace of the Lord also, you can get it. Grace of the Lord also. In chapter 7, verse 14, what is that? Not coming. Mam yeva prapradante. Anyway, it is not coming now. Maya etam tarantite. What is that verse? It is the Maya. Maya evam. It's my power. Devi yasa gunmai mammaya durataya. Maa veve prapadante tesam. The prapadante, you surrender to the Lord, then also it can happen. The purification of mind required. So two things, most important things. Step number one, purification of mind. Step number two, knowledge. How the purification of mind will happen? By karma yoga, by japa, tapa, vrata, tirth, bhaman, dhyan, dan. This is all purifying. They're all for purification of mind. Then, second step is sravan, manan and nididhyasana you have to do. Can we change the sequence? I will do Sravan Manan Nididhyasan first. Purification of mind will happen later. So it's a long process of purification of mind that is to be done. Now you have understood what is bondage, how it is happening. Karma is the cause. Dehatma Buddhi is there. Karma is the watering that plant. How to come out of this is by Viveka Vijnan. We have to do the Viveka of Atma and Anatma, and then we have to choose which one I want, Nitya or Anitya. For getting Anitya Sukh, we have to put in lot of effort. Paisa kamana padta hai, then after that you can enjoy. And this Sukh, no paisa kamana. You don't have to earn anything. You don't have to do anything. 24 hour episode throughout your life. So this Sukh is also available and Anitya Sukh is also there. Choice is ours.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.